This is Ozarks at Large. A hearing is set for next month on a proposed settlement of a lawsuit over expenses by state lawmakers. The suit claims members of the legislature are unconstitutionally supplementing their salaries by receiving a flat payment of about $10,000 each, rather than submitting itemized expenses for reimbursement. Attorney Bettina Brownstein is with the Arkansas Public Law Center, which supports the lawsuit. She calls the settlement a very good thing.
It will end the abuse of reimbursements for legislative expenses, something that, in our opinion, there were abuses, that expenses were being claimed that were not legitimate and were not documented. So this will end that practice, and it may mean that the Arkansas Constitution is going to be complied with.
The agreement will be presented to Judge Chris Piazza for approval on April 3rd.
The T-shirt design of a group of future Farmers of America members at Rogers Heritage High School has been selected as one of 12 semifinalist designs for a national FFA contest. Chapter President Morgan Bowman explains three designs were incorporated into one blue T-shirt that features barbed wire on the back with the words Rough Hands, Farmer Tan, Dirty Boots, Country Roots. The high school senior says the group found out it was a semifinalist last Thursday.
We felt really good. It was just like an honor to get picked out of about 700, I believe, 650, over 650 shirts. And the girls who had designed the shirt were really excited because they never dreamed that it would be picked.
Six of the designs will be sold through the National FFA shop and at the National Convention. The designs will be on the FFA website until March 16th. Votes via Twitter and Facebook will be tallied to determine the final six T-shirts to be produced. The winning chapters will receive half the profits from the first year's sales.
YouthBridge is closer to its $1.2 million goal for a new Washington County complex. Last night, the nonprofit announced the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation is contributing a $300,000 gift to the project. The 46,000-square-foot facility in Springdale will provide residential, clinical, and educational services to more than 3,000 youth annually when finished. YouthBridge is a nonprofit agency that serves youths and their families in the areas of abuse, neglect, addiction, homelessness, mental health issues, and behavioral problems.
The warm weather is spurring a favorite summer crop to come early this year. Strawberries, usually out of the ground mid to late April, may be up as early as this week. Kelly Carney, owner and operator of North Pulaski Farms, says his strawberries are already up.
My strawberries are here. We actually sold a few quarts today, and they're going to be growing. We'll have a few more quarts. We don't have very many strawberries, but they will come on starting in the next two or three weeks. And then the big bulk of the large commercial growers, they'll come out later in April. We do a ever-bearing strawberries, which means they will bear fruit all year long.
Carney is an organic farmer that grows under hot tunnels, giant greenhouses that span over his fields. Carney says he's thankful for the tunnels. They'll protect his crop in case of frost, which could knock back the strawberries, causing a lower yield.
The Arkansas women's basketball team will open play in the NCAA tournament Saturday in College Station, Texas. Arkansas, a number 6 seed, will face an 11 seed, Dayton, in the first round. Last night, Arkansas head coach Tom Collin told reporters he was delighted to be taking the program back to the big tournament after a 7-season absence, especially after this year's team began the SEC season 0-4.
As proud of them as any team that I've ever coached, and I've had some very, very good basketball teams over the years. I've been blessed with having a lot of good players. But this team had to fight through some adversity. These seniors in particular, they came in here, started out, had to play right away, took a lot of lumps. Had really a very good year last year. Went a little bit unnoticed, but, got down early in the SEC. And, true to form, they just kept fighting. They just kept battling.
The NCAA pairings were announced last night.
The number 4-ranked Arkansas baseball team will host Gonzaga tonight at Bond Stadium. Arkansas is 14-2 after a weekend sweep of Binghamton, and Gonzaga is 10-3. The teams complete the 2-game series tomorrow afternoon. And Arkansas senior Jamie Pisani is ranked as the number 1 all-around gymnast in the country again this week by Gym Info. The Razorback team is currently ranked 3rd in the country. Arkansas ends the regular season at Missouri Friday night.